This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Chris, C-H-R-I-S, last name Biffle, B-I-F-F-L-E. His date of birth is January 21st, 1957. Patient seen for Dr. Sears. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Sears, thank you for this referral. This 68-year-old male does not smoke anymore, socially drinks, denies any, he's allergic to gabapentin. New paragraph symptoms. He's here for evaluation of recently discovered thrombocytosis, and he also complains of weakness and pain in both ankle area because of complication from levofloxacin. New paragraph, history of present illness. In 2022, patient was diagnosed with essential thrombocytosis. He was seen by Dr. Faridi, F-A-R-I-D-I, in Sherman. Initially, he was treated with hydroxyurea. However, he could not tolerate, so he was switched then to Argilide, A-R-G-I-L-Y-D-E. Let me just confirm the spelling. Sorry, it is Agrilin, A-G-R-Y-L-I-N, Agrilin. So he was switched to Agrilin, and according to him, he was taking 1 milligram twice daily up until recently when he was taken off since his platelet was in good range. And he did not want to go to Sherman to have blood work done and medicine re-prescribed since he is very busy. New paragraph. History of present illness. The patient has been not doing well since 2022. He was diagnosed with this thrombocytosis and started on treatment. Subsequently, patient had issues with right knee, which was replaced. In May of 24, he had recurrent infections, so the prosthesis was taken out. He was started on vancomycin for staph infection for 2 to 3 months. Patient then was switched to levofloxacin, with which he developed complications of rupture of tendo Achilles and again hospitalization for several months. The patient, meanwhile, lost his wife to illness, and he has been very depressed during that period of time. Now he has difficulty in climbing because of this tendo Achilles weakness. He also gets muscle cramps and spasm. New paragraph. Past medical history, patient says he was in a car wreck, required metal plate placed in left heel area. Also, he has neuropathy, which he thinks it is from that injury. He was on Agrilin, however, he has not taken in last 2 months. He does take Merbactric for urinary issues. He used to take Flomex before, but he is on Merbactric, M-I-R-B-R-T-R-I-C, and also he takes Xanax, and that on PRN basis. New paragraph. Physical exam, he's 6 feet tall, weighing 156, blood pressure 120 or 80, IC anti unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities weakness and difficulty with the ankles. New paragraph. Lab. His recent platelet count of 692,000. The patient says that he was checked with checked for JAK mutation, and his JAK JAK-2 was positive. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. Essential thrombocytosis with JAK2 mutation positive. New paragraph. Recommendations. I will try to get him going back on Agrilin. We will go through his insurance, get it pre-authorized, and then once done, we will get him the prescription. We'll start with 1 milligram twice daily. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a follow-up. This is a consultation on Chris Biffle. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you. Mm-hmm.